Good morning, Mick Chowman. It's the lovely dynamic contrast. My head's in the shade and my fucking body's in the sunshine. So the grey bit's white, nearly white, and my head's as black as fuck. Good one, camera contrast. God. What a day. And here we come into my favourite piss stop area. It's a good place to stop because it's just out of town, you know. And you can see what's sort of coming the other way. And you got plenty of time to fucking evade them. Or to make your mind up whether to pull out or fucking whether to sort of, you know, or let them pass, you know. So that's not a bad sort of deal. We'll get the unlock. Good morning. Yes. What a day. Another fucking mud hole. And we'll just get past that. Well, I bought a 3x3, $3 Rubik's Cube. Now, it may not be terribly fabulous, but not for $3, but should work all right. I figure, well, let's try with the three by three cube before we start on the 4x4 cube. I'll get the issues of the sort of astral navigation sorted. Yeah. Time for some breakfast. A couple of cheese Kransky sausages. I figured if I did a bit of a shopping run today, it'd sort of top everything up and enable me to get by for another 2.5 weeks before needing to do any shopping. I think this time in my part of my life is about the best time it's ever been. Because I really like housework. I really enjoy housework. I'm fucking thrilled about it. True, you know. But, internet. You know. Let's get into some fucking shade. Yeah, this bit's got gravel on it. So I can pull in here. That's better. And the humidity's off the fucking planet. Have to give it the gas to get started and moving through the wet bit. Yeah. It's funny that even the most really fucking nasty and fucked up people, I find myself looking at them with a degree of compassion. But also, a strong mixture of resolve, you know? Like, yeah, I'll talk about it when I'm gone. But yeah. Well, the big plans are today are to get home alive in one piece without hitting any kangaroos. And, I guess it's something you sort of see in other countries, how you get sort of stumps, you know, old tree stumps, and the wood, the bark's fallen off, and there's just sort of like a silvery grey sort of timber. But sometimes some sort of funny shaped stumps can actually look like a kangaroo bent over eating grass, you know. So when you're sort of looking for these fuckers, you know, sometimes they can be like, they can appear to be like a sort of odd sort of stump sort of shape from a distance, when in fact they're kangaroos, you know. And sometimes the stumps just, you know, look a bit like kangaroos anyway. So, but, I mean, I can pick out kangaroos about 3 km away. But proportionally, the greater the range, the I think that every time you'd sort of double a distance, the amount of fucking data goes up by 4. You know? So when you look at something, say, 1K away, there's a whole heap of information in, say, like a 5-degree arc. But, you know, you go at 2Ks, I'll have to fucking compute that, actually. You know, the distance of radius, or the circumference, a portion of the circumference at 5 degrees, going from 1K to 2Ks to 3Ks, you know. And basically how much that fucking line, how much it gets bigger by every time you go up by 1K. Because that's going to get, you know, in the area from 1K to 2Ks, that sort of cone of 5 degrees along the ground sort of thing. I'll have to work that out. But, just how much more is there to observe over long distances, you know? And the more the grey tree stumps fit in, you know, the silvery grey tree stumps fit in with the long silvery grey dead grass, you know? So, Yeah. Yeah, so Midtown Men. Had some hot chili sauce I could have put on that, you know. You silly man, you forgot. That's cheap and nasty. It has a, like, these are really tight. These are really tight sort of blocks. You know? They're precision sort of cubes rather than the rounded edges and shit. I mean, you can see the design where. The speed cubes, the faster sort of working cubes are different, but that's alright to practice on. I'm a slow fucking retard anyway, so you know, me and the idea of speed cubing and sort of solving a Rubik's cube in 1/10 of 1 second doesn't quite fucking work, you know. Something flying over the rise at 200 k's an hour. Going, where's that stupid cunt come from? What's he doing 20 k's an hour in the middle of the fucking highway? I've just pulled out, you stupid fuck, and you shouldn't be speeding. Oh, there's a dead little rooster, minus its head. This is a good spot for kangaroos. Cunts. I don't hate them. I don't want to hurt them. I just don't want to fucking hit them. Or them to be sort of going along with their brains out, you know. Brain switched off. And going boing, boing, boing. They're sort of like, you know, a pilot who goes, sets the plane on autopilot and then goes down the back of the plane to have a shit, you know, on the toilet, you know. But they're sitting there reading a magazine or some shit for half an hour while they're doing it. Well, the plane flies along. Well, that's what a kangaroo's like. When it's travelling, it just switches its brain off and fucking... I tend to go in straight lines, you know? Oh, dear. So, what happened recently? Sometimes I can be very compassionate about things. You know, and understanding that you know, really fucked up people that they can't be anything other than what they are, you know. And, you know, they, on one hand, they are responsible, kind of, for things, unless they're sort of, you know, women who are on the spectrum, you know. Oh, big truck. We shall get out of his way. And when we get to the nice straight bit, we'll do what is called an over-undertake. Now we have a straight bit of road. Good, there's nothing following him. And the truck's frightened me. Just get the fuck out of their way. Oh, I hate them. I don't hate trucks. Don't hate truck drivers, but I fucking tow you around them. Just get out of their fucking way, you know? It's not panic stations. Well, slightly it is. I don't like being crowded in and only having two narrow lanes, and you know, some of these roads have just been washed out along the edges and shit, so you sort of got a real drop along each side of the road, you know, and you know, don't like going fast. Don't like when there's kangaroos around, you know. By now there might be a few stragglers around, but, yeah, anyway, back to the fucking story of this psycho family. There's this girl who used to work in the fish and chip shop, you know, got a job there, sort of stuff, you know. And, I'd never met her before, so I made a few fucking, you know, just to, you know, in there getting some chips or some shit, you know, and I said, oh, how are you, you know. And she'd done her hair up like Princess Leia with the two big buns, one big bun on each side of the hair, of the head, and I've never seen a hairstyle like that, you know. So I said, oh, that's a really good hairstyle. How'd you do that, you know, because I didn't know how the weaving and, you know, how one sort of wove one's hair like that into two big buns, you know. So I asked her, you know, and that's a good way of creating a conversation, creating a friendly atmosphere, creating a bit of chit-chat, you know, so next time you see, you can sort of expand upon that a little bit and continue a few little bits and pieces. That's how you make friends, you know, unless you're dealing with really fucked in the head people, you know. And in bumfuckistan, the absence of the side of roads here, in bumfuckistan, there's a lot of women there, you just make conversation with them, you know, small talk, the weather, shit like that, you know, and they really are so fucking stupid that they actually think you're trying to chat them up, you know. And I fail to see sort of how does, oh, lovely weather been having lately, how are you doing? You know, equates to going, oh, jump up on the fucking freezer and I'll fuck your asshole, you know. Oh, you're fucking hot, absolutely stunning, you know. Amazingly amazing, you're the one true love of my life, and you know, you're the only one I've ever wanted to fuck in my whole entire life because you're so beautiful, you know? Fuck. They really are that fucking stupid. You know? So if they're not outright fucking sluts fucking everything they can, then they're fucking idiots who think just weather talk, you know, means that they're getting the weather talk, you know, conversation started because they're the sexiest person on the planet, you know. And so I asked this girl about a hairstyle. I said, oh, how's this, you know, and, how'd you do that, you know. Always curious, how do you do it, you know. And you know, so she's gone away, and little did I know at the time that her mother and her father and her, by proxy, are absolute cunts. They are so into all the vicious and nasty gossip going around about everybody. You know, they're like, you know, like they're like light a fuse and watch them go, you know. That they choose to hang out with the worst cunts in bumfuckistan, and everything that everybody says about anybody behind their backs, that they, you know, they weren't, this is what about gossip. It's like, what goes on in my personal and private life is none of your fucking business. You know, if you weren't there, then, you know, you have no fucking... If you weren't there, then you're not a party to the fucking proceeding. You know? And since you're also, it's none of your fucking business, but you know, you haven't asked me for my side of the story, which is also none of your fucking business. And then all these fucking psychos, these fucking gossiping pieces of shit, you know, they think they think they're the Lord and Master and know-it-alls about everything to do with me, when in fact it's none of their business, you know. And, you know, and so they're the parents, by proxy, are the sort of people that love to get in on slagging everybody else off behind their fucking backs. Oh, so-and-so reckons this about this person, so-and-so reckons that about that person, and the crazier it is, and the more insane it is, and the more fucked in the head it is, the more they just in there like flies on shit, just lapping it all up, you know? And, so, idiot daughter, who's about 16 at the time, she runs off, oh, that guy's, he's fucking chatting me up, he's fucking, no, oh, you know? And so the parents are going ballistic, you know? That's just, you know, high conflict people. You know, they don't have friends, you know. I think they have, they only have people that push it. They only have people that subscribe to their level of bullshit, you know. And, yeah. So, you know, and this girl's basically fairly homely, you know. And one of the things that I do is you never call people fucking ugly because they are ugly. You know, if they actually can't fucking help it, if they just look, you know, if they just born that way, you know. And she's not fucking really sort of ugly, but she's kind of plain. And, you know, it wouldn't matter if she's 16, 26 or 36 years old. I don't find her particularly attractive. There's just, you know, the genetic fucking, you know, the genetic selector inside my head just says, you know, this one's homely, and she's not going to produce good, strong, healthy, good looking, you know, attractive fucking kids, you know what I mean? The genetic fucking, you know, the genetics of how she is doesn't match my idea of someone I'd like to breed with, you know? And, so the next time I ran into this girl was in a supermarket. And she'd gotten a job there. And I walked in and I just, you know, going down to where I had to go, walked sort of straight up to her and hung a right, you know? And as I did so, you know, she's sort of standing there sort of beaming, you know, at me. And I'm thinking, this chick looks like a fucking coot, but, you know. So I said to her, oh, you've got absolutely gorgeous eyes, you know, and just, you know, just glanced at her, said that, and kept fucking walking straight past, you know what I mean? I wasn't sort of fishing for fucking entertainment. I just sort of said, oh, you've got absolutely gorgeous eyes, because the rest of her is fucking homely, and she's not particularly attractive in the body, you know what I mean? There's nothing I've got the hots for about it. And that's all you can do, you know? You say something nice about someone as a compliment, as just a way of breaking nice, as a way of sort of saying hello, you know? And, you know, so I just walked up to near where she was, hung a right, said, oh, you've got absolutely gorgeous eyes, you know, and, you know, because I couldn't say you, the rest of you is fucking homely. So say something nice, you know. And then she's run off, you know. Oh, he's trying to fuck me, he's trying to fuck me. And then she's, you know, made up this huge story about me trying to come on to her and trying to fuck her and trying to do this and trying to do that, you know. And none of it was true. And yeah, straight after that, you know, I got a visit from the police saying you've been trying to fuck this underage girl, you know. And for the next 2 years, You know, I put out a straight statement, this is what happened, you know, and I read her statement and just concocted lies, you know, and so, yeah, so I had that thrown out of court, and yeah, but between the event of saying to a fucking ugly girl, oh, you've got gorgeous eyes, you know, and just walking past, you know, and her mother and father, every time I went to that supermarket, her mother and father would turn up exactly a minute and a half later, and they'd buzz around the place and be just psychotic and furious, and the father, I think the father is not her father, I think he was roped into sort of raising someone else's delinquent, you know, the daughter of a crazy woman. And, you know, this fucking psycho bitch, you know, they did that for 2 years. Every time I walked into the supermarket, they'd appear a minute and a half later, and then they'd buzz around and all this just fucking glaring at me and all this sort of psycho shit, you know. And yeah. So what happened was, and one day I was in there with another guy, and we were in halfway up an aisle, and this fucking woman was, you know, buzzing up and down the ends of the aisle, and she was giving me fucking evil looks. She's off her fucking head, crazy, you know. And I thought, I looked at him and he looked at me, and we both knew, you better watch out for fucking that crazy fucking woman, because she looks like she's about to run around the corner with a carving knife, you know. She looks insane, you know. And and on many other occasions I'd pass his father in the fucking street, you know, just go rolling past, and he'd be giving me the evil stares of death, you know. And you know, oh, the gossip, the fucking Antichrist, you know. And the daughter was putting up all this shit on her Facebook pages about binge drinking. Oh, drink, drunk, you know. Get pissed, oh, you know. Guzzle booze, guzzle, you know. She's just binge drinking, and I'm thinking, you mean the parents are into fucking all the gossip, all the fucking nastiest of the nasty gossip going around town about people. They're right in on that. They're like flies on shit. The daughter's got a fucking, is a crazy fucking compulsive fucking liar. And she's binge drinking every time, every chance she can fucking get, you know. Like, you know, 16, 17, 18. And she's underage, and the mother's, I've seen the mother buying her, you know, a big slab of mixed drinks, you know, where you get vodka and lemon or something, you know, in tin cans and or aluminium cans. You get a block of them and you think, oh fuck, 24 cans is a lot for a girl, you know, who's underage, you know. And this is the how fucking idiotic the mother is, you know. And that looks like a truck coming. Will I slow down? And it gets me out of their fucking way. You know, and all the fucking, you know, and everybody's going, oh, what a cunt you are trying to fuck that girl. Know all about you. You're a fucking pedo. You know, and no, none of the fucking crazies are recognising that the parents are fucking crazies, you know. And I think, you know, that guy was fucking roped into raising this crazy woman's daughter, you know. I don't think it's his daughter, you know. And anyway, so I passed this fucking psycho fucking bitch, you know. And they've got no peace of mind, you know. They can't deal with people who just have got better things to do with their lives than hang out with fucking cunts, you know. Psychotic fucking cunts and their bullshit, you know. And yeah, I dropped in at this fucking truck stop, you know, to, you know, just to get a coffee or something, get a bit of fuel and get a coffee or something. And what happened was, got out of the car, I thought, oh yeah, I have to go for a fucking piss, you know. And the toilets were being cleaned at the time. So this woman, she's got a little red safety vest on, you know, and she's got a mop in her hand, and there's a bucket near the door of the men's toilets. So I'm just walking towards her to go into the men's toilet. She goes, oh, you better be careful, the floor's wet and you might slip, you know. And, you know, and I just looked at her, and I wasn't sort of seething with resentment, but I've got a whole catalogue of fucking data inside my head that just says, just fucking ignore this woman. Don't respond to her, don't talk to her, don't say anything to her, stay away from her, keep your fucking trap shut, you know. Let her go and hang herself, you know. Let her bring herself undone. So I just walked past her, walked into the men's toilets, and as I was walking past, she goes, oh, well, don't say anything back then, you know. And I thought, you know, and, you know, where the men's piss tray was, that was, she was holding the, she had the door jammed open, and I thought, if I go up there and piss, she's going to fucking kick and scream, oh, he's showing me his cocky, is her? Because she's standing in the door with the door jammed open. So I just walked straight into a stall, locked the door behind me instead in case she magically produces a carving knife or something. You know, and had my fucking piss. Turned around and walked out, and when I did, she was gone, you know. So, you know, on one hand, you know, Shane the Buddha of infinite compassion, on one hand I can say, yeah, I feel sorry for these fucking people. That's their world. It's just crazy, 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 fucking insane. You know, I think that was about 4 or 5 years ago. I said, oh, you've got absolutely gorgeous eyes, you know, because that's what you say to a girl who's fucking ugly, you know, who's fucking homely. You don't call her fat and stupid and fucking, you know, fucking ugly. You say, you've got, oh, you look lovely today. I like how you've done your hair, you know. You say things like that, you know. And, you know, a little bit of sort of work your magic, you know. Spread a little bit of sunshine around. And, you know, so, yeah, so she's gone and got her license and probably left town, but, you know, if she fucking, if with all the binge drinking and coming from the really fucking crazy family she is, that's my little nasty little fucking stupid cunt of a human being / false accuser, you know, a pathological liar. So, you know, she sort of, you know, gets drunk and gets into other drugs, you know, and ends up dropping dead from an overdose, or coming home late one night, you know, and pissed out of her fucking mind and, you know, loses control of the car and kills herself around a tree or something, you know, or drops dead from a fucking overdose or something, you know. You know. But, yeah, seeing the mother, you know, Mrs. Marvelous, the shithouse cleaner, you know. And I thought, you know, I'm a bit generally slow to fucking anger. And I just thought, I didn't think about anything about it. I just, you know, I don't, you know, practice anger management or anything. I just, my brain's sort of parked in fucking neutral, you know. So I'm sort of switched off, you know, not sort of, the lights are on and no one's home kind of effect, you know. And, yeah. So I didn't respond. I just thought about it. But, you know, a day or so later, I was thinking, if that fucking psycho fucking bitch who can't keep her fucking shit to herself had done that with someone who's completely off fucking tap, they would have flogged her then and there, and wouldn't be a fucking thing that she could have done about it. You know? And I wouldn't step in. If I had been sort of present or three steps behind or something, I wouldn't have stepped in to save her. It's not my problem, you know? I've learned that with my own borderline psychotic mother, you know? You know, someone happens to fucking, you know, snap the bitch's neck. I just say, well, you know, after 20 fucking years of living with that shit, you know, if it's in the natural order of things, so be it, you know. You know, and same with this fucking psycho fucking bitch and a nastiness and a craziness and a fucking, you know, I don't know if that's family of origin issues, and I don't know if it's you know, she's on the spectrum somewhere, or it's both, you know. All I know is, you know, it's incredibly fucking psychotic, and no wonder the daughter's a bloody teenage fucking drunkard, you know? And then she has to resort to all these fucking drama and lies and shit like that to get attention, you know? One of the least fuckable girls in town. Going, oh, look at me, look at me, oh, he's trying to come on to me, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, you know? I think you're homely, you're stupid, and you're a retarded asshole, you know? And that's why I really down on fucking people who, you know, false accusers, you know? I think they should get double, you know, double what the man would have got if she'd have said, oh, he fucking raped me, he did this, he did that, I'm a victim, you know? Then it turns out it's none of it's fucking true, you know? She should have get double what he would have got. So she gets like 10 years, you know, for fucking making accusations against someone else, and 10 years for fucking lying about the whole thing to everybody else, you know? So, yeah, you know. What a nice day to sit on 60 k's an hour. Yeah, the new camera mounts. Yeah, the new camera mounts are sort of with little bits of modifications here and there. They're working out, but they're not that sort of good, you know. It needs dampening. It needs soft suspension. Oh, you know, and dampening. Like a bloody mounting the camera on corks and floating it in a tub of fucking honey, you know. Honey at body temperature. So I think I've got it as far as softness and flexibility goes, but, you know, I haven't got it in terms of sort of dampening out the oscillations. But, you know, sort of dialing it in a bit at a time. Yeah, so with that fucking woman and her idiot daughter, I think that's the daughter's way of coping with the crazy fucking arsehole parents. I mean, you'd have to be some kind of a mental case of a cunt, you know, of a man to pick a woman like that and to stay in a relationship like that, you know. That woman's psychotic, you know. And you'd have to be turning into a little drama queen, the attention fairy, you know, to run around making false accusations and also to be binge drinking every fucking chance you could get, you know, to cope with the fucking parents and their bullshit, you know. But, you know, it's just one of those things, you know. Stay away, don't get involved, you know. You know, don't tune in. Don't give it a whole heap of fucking attention. Pull over here. Yeah, don't give it any fucking time or attention. Ignore them when you see them. You know? And, get on with your life, you know? And in one sense, you know, if that daughter happens to fucking kill herself in a road wreck or something, binge drink driving and fished out of her fucking mind and, you know, hits a tree or something, or they find her dead from an overdose because she's gone from alcohol onto other things, because crazy fucked up people like her only know how to mix with crazy fucked up people, and one thing leads to another, you know. Oh, we've got fucking plenty of booze here, but would you like to try a bit of heroin, you know, or how about, you know, how about you try some of those antidepressants, you know, some benzos and fucking, I forget the names, it's a long time, I know I was never into pills, you know. I only ever tried mixing Valium and alcohol once, and because I was so fucking hard up, you know, I couldn't do anything more than afford to buy a few beers, but I had a slab of Valium, and Valium takes a long time to kick in, you know. So it's not like, you know, have a Valium and, you know, 10 minutes later you're sort of floating. It was take two and then wait 10 minutes and take two more and then take two more. I think I about had maybe 8 or 10 or something in about half an hour. And there was no stone, as in like intoxicated sort of stone. I just went into a fucking blackout walking down the street, so I can remember looking down the street. And then everything just sort of goes black. And then 10, 15, 20 minutes later, you know, I've walked halfway fucking home from the pub, you know. I'm sort of coming to, like my eyes are open, but the vision comes back, you know. God, so I just didn't like that. And I never did it more than once, you know. Oh. But, you know, all the kids in my mid-teens onwards, they're all doing Mandy's, which is Mandrax. Then that got taken off the fucking, became a prohibited drug or something, because it just, you know. And that's why I think out of all the drugs I really liked, which was not many of them, I like marijuana because you could get intoxicated, you could feel stoned, and not black out, you know, not. And the only downside was if you had a bit too much alcohol when you're smoking a bit of dope, you know, you get the bed spins and fucking, you know, dizziness and just nausea, you know. But that was okay, you know, didn't do that often either. Yeah, but so I reckon this girl, you know, she's going to fucking mix with other idiots, all the damaged kids from crazy families. They're going to be the only people she can identify with, and I think, you know, she'll probably end up on a slab, you know. And me being me, you know, I'm drug-free, like, now nearly 35 years, you know. 8 months into my 34 years and 8 months, you know. And the only thing this stupid cunt could do was do everything she could to fuck my life up with her shit, you know. And so she's going to have that over her head for the rest of her life. She's fucking lied about a good man, you know. So, you know, that's just how it goes. She's going to have to live with that, and she's gone and done it, and then she's had bragging rights. Oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, you know. And I've never, you know... You know, all these stupid fucking women that think, oh, he's trying to fuck me, he's trying to fuck me. You know, none of them can actually lay claim with witnesses that I've actually, you know... There's nothing wrong with saying, hey... You want to come back to my place for a fuck tonight? You know, it's not a crime. Fuck them, you know. But the fact that they act as if it is, and they act as if I have been asking them when I've been making weather talk, well, you know, they're generally really repulsive fucking stupid women anyway. So, you know, it's not like they're getting an invite to anything, you know. But, yeah. So, you know, all the best in the business, they shit can that and they shit can me and they shit can everything I represent and they shit can all the opportunity to deal with their own issues by minding their own business and putting the hard work in. They shit can that too. So they just get and they reinforce each other's bullshit. So that just makes them worse liars, more dishonest. The craziness amplifies, the deceit amplifies, the fucking crap just up and up and up the voltage, you know. And one day they either try it on with someone who will fucking give it back to them, or they'll become such cunts that even they can't stand to live with themselves, you know, and they suicide, you know. And that's what happens. So on one hand, I can say, that's really sad, that's terrible. But on the other hand, I can say, well, fuck, what do you expect? You know, if I had parents like you, I'd be doing drugs too, because you're a pack of cunts. You two are absolute fucking cunts. You know? The mother shouldn't be allowed to roam the streets or to have bred. And the father's a kind of fucking asshole that likes that environment. So it's Tweedledum and Tweedledee, you know. And their fucking junkie daughter. And they go, oh, geez, our daughter's binge drinking. Every chance she gets, we won't look at what sort of people we are and do something about ourselves. No. What we will do is we'll buy her, she's underage, we'll buy her alcohol. So she can take a slab of fucking booze to the party with her, you know? You fucking degenerate fucking idiots. You know? That's what cunts like that are like, and that's what all the people who get on with people like that are like. You know, they're just all fucking low IQ degenerates who spread shit round, you know? So, you know, That crossing of paths outside the men's toilets, just fucking say nothing, do nothing. And as my old sponsor Les used to say, you know, if I don't want to fucking talk to her, I don't have to. Fucking, and she's going apeshit because I said nothing after she said, oh, you better be careful when you go in there. The floor's wet and it might be slippery, you know. And I thought, yeah, fucking leave her alone. And she goes ballistic because I didn't say anything back to her. Bye, man.